Hello and welcome to Campus Connection. I'm Kelly Burley, along with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis. And Burns, let's start with your thoughts on Governor Mary Fallon's State of the State and the start of the legislative session.
Well, as usual, the governor gave an excellent speech. The message is pretty tough because the budget challenges are so hard. The governor did present a lot of proposals that deserve serious consideration. Higher education is requesting a flat budget for the upcoming year, but to be candid, the downturn in state revenue most likely will not allow that. In fact, we're already implementing a 3% cut for the current fiscal year because of revenue failure, and we'll have another certification here later on in February, which may make that even greater, a greater percentage cut. But at the same time, we've had good student growth and, of course, very generous donor support and a number of efficiency efforts. We've talked about our energy savings programs many times, and that's helped soften the landing here to some extent. We will have to implement various strategies like not filling open faculty positions. But we really want to do everything we can not to negatively affect our academic effort. But we'll do our part, as I'm sure the rest of higher education institutions will.
Burns, let's turn to the performing arts, and Classic American Opera is coming to the Stillwater campus.
It is indeed, and it on Friday and Saturday, the OSU Opera and Orchestra will present Susanna. It'll be at the Saratine Center Concert Hall. There's still tickets available. The opera Susanna focuses on a innocent 18-year-old girl who's been targeted as a sinner in a small mountain town in Tennessee. It really is one of the most performed American operas, recently marked its 50th year on stage. The music is influenced by Appalachian folk melodies and traditional classical music and some hymns. Opera is one of the many jewels in the arts, and we certainly take that into consideration in the design of the new Performing Arts Center, which we are excited is moving forward.
And finally, Burns, some news regarding the OSU Museum of Art.
Yeah, further to the arts scene, we received an exciting gift from the Leon Polk Smith Foundation in New York City. For everybody's information, Leon Polk Smith was born in 1906, a year before statehood for Oklahoma. He grew up and received his education here in Oklahoma, attended East Central University down in Ada. In 1945, he moved to New York City and pioneered a style of what's known as geometric abstraction that laid the foundation for minimalism in the 1960s. Foundation's donated more than 750 works on paper to our OSU Museum of Art. This is particularly important because one thing is we want to celebrate Oklahoma artists, and this collection will really enhance our holding in that regard. The gift provides a collection of work that will be valuable also for scholarly research for our students and faculty. And then we're going to share it with other museums here in the state of Oklahoma. So we're very excited and very appreciative that the Leon Polk Smith Foundation trusted us with this gift.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.